William Hill's In Play Radio.
This is James Butler. I'm talking to Ian McCulloch. Big Mac, welcome to In Play Radio again. Shanghai Masters now underway. We've got 8 matches tomorrow, Tuesday, and it's featuring some of the bigger names now coming into the equation. Judd Trump's playing Dominic Dale. Should we start with that one? Judd Trump 2-7 on the outrights, Dominic Dale 5-2. How do you see that one going?
He's short, and he's short for a reason, because I don't think Dominic's ever beaten Judd Trump. And to be honest, I can't see Dominic booking the trend, even though, you know, he's one of them players who's in that early 40s period that's still playing some good stuff. Obviously, he won the shootout in January. But playing Judd's an altogether different kettle of fish, to be honest. And even though that 2-7 short, it maybe looks like a little bit of value.
So the value, maybe get some more value by going in and taking Judd Trump on the handicaps or something like that. -2.5, he's 11-10. Do you think it's going to be, I mean, it's 1-5 in all of these games. Do you think he's going to trounce him, or it might be close?
I'm not sure about that, to be honest, James. For the simple reason, there's been a few times where Dominic's actually got to the winning line and couldn't cross it. You know, I think he was well in front of the UK Championships last year. I think he was 4-1 up and lost 6-5 or something on them sort of lines, or 6-4. So, you know, Dominic's a very proficient player. He's won 2 ranking events. It's not like he's afraid of winning, but everybody has a bogey player, and it looks like Trump could be Dale's bogey player. You know, it's a real tough one to call to find any more value than that 2-7, to be honest. You know, Trump's the sort of player who can just turn up and blow him away 5-0, but Dominic Dale is the sort of player that plays similar snooker to Judd Trump. He's probably a little bit more polished than Judd Trump, if anything. But I think the fact that he's never beaten him could be the big deciding factor. And it might just be, as he's not going to make you a millionaire, it might just be worth just sticking with the 2-7.
Any value in going overs on the frames in the game? And if you think Dominic Dale might sort of stick to his coattails?
Yeah, that might be, there might be a little bit more in that. You know, if you've got something, say, over maybe, you know, 6.5, 7.5, something like, get you a little bit more value.
Yeah, over 7.5 is 8 even money.
Yeah, it gets you a little bit more value, doesn't it? So what do you need for that? You need a 5-3 or better. Yeah. I could see that. I think there's a little bit in that.
Let's turn our attention then to the Ding Junhui match. He's playing Jacques Liskowski. Ding Junhui, the defending champion, getting his defence underway. 1-4 he is on the outrights. Jacques Liskowski, 11-4.
Yeah, it's a big year for Ding this year. After last year, he's got big shoes to fill. He won 5 ranking events last year, and that's the first time anybody had done that, I think, since the 1990-91 season, when Stephen Hendry did. It's a phenomenal achievement, you know, when you consider the quality of players that are about now. So it's a big year for Ding, but he's up against young Jack Lazowski, who tends to promise a lot and doesn't, you know, tend to give a lot, to be honest. Still very, very far to open, you know, in his all-round game. Needs to learn to pull the reins in sometimes, and he just doesn't want to do it. I think he's spending a little bit too much time with Ronnie O'Sullivan, and I'd expect Ding Junhui to win.
Comfortably?
5-2.
5-2, that'll do me. That's specific enough, isn't it? let's have a look at Ricky Walden then. He's playing Michael Holt in a 12:30 start. Ricky Walden 4-9, Michael Holt 13-8. Do you think Ricky Walden's going to come through there?
This is an interesting one, this, because there's a bit of history between these two. They get on all right now, but in the early days of Ricky's career, they had 1 or 2 brushes, should we say, and they didn't quite get on. But these, you know, they get on all right now. But obviously, in the last couple of years, Ricky's obviously kicked on massively. He's won 2 ranking events now, and he's about world number 10 or 11 at the moment. And he's just a quality performer. And in the last few meetings, I'm pretty sure that Ricky's got the better of him. Holtie's had a little bit of pressure off. He won his wild card match on Monday.
Yep.
And so that might help him a little bit, but it's just whether Holtie flatters to deceive sometimes. He's probably one of the most underachieving players on the tour. But he is getting to that time now where he's getting to 35, 36, and if he doesn't start kicking on soon, he's going to miss the boat. I'd expect Ricky to win. I don't think he'll have it all his own way, so maybe over 7.5 frames in that match as well.
So over 7.5 in that match is 8-11.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, it's not massive, but I can't see Ricky running away with it.
We've got 5 other matches tomorrow. Obviously, I haven't got time to go through each one kind of individually in detail, but let's try and get a correct score from you on each one. Matthew Selt is playing Zhao Xingtong.
Yeah, Zhao Guodong, very, very, very good player. You know, potential to be a top 16 player of the future. I'm going to say Guodong wins that 5-4.
I'm glad you can help me on the pronunciations on some of these.
What's else?
Ken Doherty is playing Huang Zhihao.
Yeah, one of the wild cards, this. Doherty up to the 1997 world champion 17 years ago. Wow. You know, he's not quite the player he was, Ken, now. He's sort of like, just drops out the top 32, I think. These Chinese, these wild card matches, they're a real sort of like banana skins. I would expect Doherty to win, but not really knowing too much about his opponents, it's one I'm going to sit on the fence on, I think, and I'll let the punters decide on that one.
Barry Hawkins is playing another wildcard qualifier in Mark Williams, who everybody will know. Hawkins 4-7, Williams 5-4. Correct score on that?
Wow, I mean, that match, if you'd gone back 6-7 years ago, that match had been about 1-4, Mark Williams 1-5, Mark Williams. Williams, as I said, won his wildcard round. He's out the top 16. He's looking to get back in. You know, he's a multiple winner of the World Championships. Great player, is Mark. But again, he's one of them players that's pushing 40. He's not quite the player he was. And he's up against Barry, who's in the form of his life. He's up to about number 4 or 5. Tough one to call, but I'm going to say Hawkins wins 5-4.
John Higgins playing Ryan Day. Higgins 1-2, Ryan Day 6-4.
If it's the John Higgins who's turned up in the first part of this season, I think he's going to struggle. And Ryan Day's won 5-0 today in his wild card match. So I'm not a big lover of backing Ryan Day. He's a great lad, but again, he's another one who flatters to deceive. But I'm going to go for a day victory. I'm going to go for another 5-4 day victory. Roll all these up, you'll be a millionaire.
So that's probably the value there, isn't it? 6-4 shot. And finally, Big Mac, Robert Milkins is playing Fergal O'Brien.
Again, it's a tough one. This Fergal's, in my opinion, a far better player than, on paper, a far better player than Robert Milkins. But the ranking list doesn't lie. Robert Milkins is in the top 16. Fergal's only in the top 32. I think if Fergal gets his teeth into Robert Milkins, Milkins could struggle. But I've got a feeling Milkins will just edge it. So I'm going to say 5-3 Milkins.
Well, there we go. We've got Tuesday to bed there in the Shanghai Masters. Thanks, Big Mac.
Cheers, Paul. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.